Hello there, this is Ken's Study Journey Audio Articles, my bedroom tour 2022, how I decorated my bedroom and study space. I'm Ken, a Chinese A-level student, welcome aboard Ken's Study Journey Productive and Diligent Study Pathway and Train. In the past few months, I made some improvements to my bedroom study environment. This includes great study habit posters, as well as leaves and fairy lights. The brand new Study Habits posters can not only remind me to form some productive study habits in the long term, but also enhance my bedroom's visual effects. The bedroom decoration methodology originates from the apartment decoration competition of our school's Oxbridge College, as well as some GCSE, IGCSE, A-level, and university student blogs. Today, I'm going to introduce and demonstrate my decorations and the overall design around my bedroom. Here we go. The place that I use the most is the main desk where I use my PC and paper materials in the middle. I recently added some lanterns and fairy lights around the monitors to improve the overall appearance. Most people's desks, including the desk at my school apartment, lean on the walls containing some decorative items. However, my cone desk is an exception, which does not lean on the wall, in which I need to have a board at other places. There are two special places at the left and the right sides of the desk, which are the bookshelf and charging area respectively. The bookshelf on the left holds the books and paper materials along with a water bottle. The right charging area charges my iPhone and Apple Watch with MagSafe, AirPods Pro wirelessly, and my MacBook Pro, iPad Air, and power bank using the cables at the edge of the table. There's also a plant, a perfume diffuser, and two fake candles that provide me oxygen and fresh air for breathing. At the bottom of the computer monitor, I use a wireless or Bluetooth keyboard and mouse, which can be moved to any position. In addition to wireless facilities, I have also added some more styles of posters on my desk. For example, I need to put back my keyboard and mouse of my home PC when I am not using them, so that I can make room for my iPad or paper-based study materials. At the center of the desk, I use my old phone, which is about 6 years ago, as my smart clock, which has been programmed by myself. Since I am a student with programming skills, I wrote code to make my old phone functional, and my home's Wi-Fi network is managed by myself. That's why I can turn my old phone into a useful desk clock. The clock can be remotely controlled using any device under the same Wi-Fi network. During the sleeping time, the clock screen is turned off or dimmed to improve my sleeping quality. I put it into timer mode while studying the Pomodoro technique. It also has a reminder pop-ups in the morning and evening. The source code and setup instructions will be available later, but you can subscribe to my newsletter so that I can notify you once it is ready. Behind my main desk, the cables are well organized with cable management so that I can have a sense of tidiness. The cables are organized with some stickers and bandages. As well as organizing the cables, I have also entwined the cables with some lanterns and fairy lights to hide the cables and improve the overall appearance. On the opposite side of my desk, there is a back bookshelf embedded in the wall. It holds some books that are not commonly used, as well as some stationary and redundant charging cables. The bookshelf has a large volume, so I can put many things there. I just need to turn around to obtain the items on it. On the inner side, between the desk and the back bookshelf, I put my luggage and bag beside the printer. The cables pass through there from the power socket at the back. Since automatic vacuum cleaner runs on a daily basis, the horizontal separation bar is used as a barrier for it to prevent entwining the cables. The next thing is the pinboard. As I mentioned before, the pinboard is usually directly above the desk if the desk lies on the wall. It usually involves some photos about myself as well as universities in the UK, like Cambridge and Imperial. It also contains some great study habits of productive stickers, frame lights, and lanterns. Previously, the blackboard in my bedroom was used as an English vocabulary board from 2018 to 2019, which was then replaced by Notch flashcards and Quizlet. In 2020, it used to be a status board. Then it was emptied as it is replaced by my study planner app. But now, I'm using it to show the upcoming events, which are also shown on my electronic study planner. The Great Study Habits of Productive posters can connect me from great study habits for a long time. For example, I need to take exercise every day and be well prepared before studying. In the past few weeks, I have made my A-star motivational banner. This not only enables me to make reflections after entering my bedroom, but also gives us the motivation to study forward. From my imagination, the star of an A-star on the certificate can be converted into a star in reality. Emitting lights in the sky, leading students to a successful way, and encouraging students to study hard or smart. That's why I usually say, A-star flies to the sky, making your future bright. So I have added this banner to not only my home bedroom but also my school apartment. Later, I also set up my balcony, brought some flowers with my parents, and placed them on it, improving the visual effects outside. A banner with welcome words and my personal logo was also drawn and set up on the door, along with lanterns to welcome myself from school and some guests. The last place in my bedroom is a storage area and a cupboard, which stores my clothes as well as redundant items. All areas are labeled, and all items are grouped and placed neatly so that I can rapidly find the items I want. These are the setup and the decorations in my bedroom. I hope you can enjoy it and study productively with my suggestions. Thanks for listening and following my study journey. You can share and recommend this article to your friends and classmates if you wish. If you want to learn more about my study tips and get some useful resources, please go to my website, kenstudyjourney.com. If you want to receive my latest articles, study tips, and news, please subscribe to my email newsletter on kenstudyjourney.com/newsletter. See you at next article. Bye!